This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 202-380-3699. If you want to join the discussion, that's 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency, whether you're new to Bitcoin or whether you're, you know, a Bitcoin expert going back for the last 10 years, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. If you don't know anything about it, if somehow you still don't know anything about Bitcoin, well, they have videos there that in just a few short minutes will teach you the basics. And, of course, there's a lot to learn beyond the basics, but this will help you get started. So check that out at Bitcoin.com. It's all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. And if you already are knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, they still have news. I mean, there's constantly news items in the cryptocurrency world. News.bitcoin.com gathers them, writes about them. It's your source for everything about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. With you tonight, I think I did this a moment ago.
You did.
I was distracted. I have to order something for that, and I was doing that during the break and then had to talk.
That's okay. We're still here.
So extraterrestrials are in the news, and I have a related story from Fox News, of all people. I mean, obviously, I learned tonight that MSNBC, in addition to just being terrible at having news in general, they also won't allow me to use their site as long as I'm using an ad blocker, and I'm not going to turn it off.
Oh, yeah, so I wouldn't either.
Screw them. Fox News gives me a warning saying, hey, we notice you're using an ad blocker. I mean, click this to make the window go away, but it would sure be nice if you disabled it. I'm not disabling it. Capitol Hill lawmakers said Wednesday that UFOs could pose a pressing threat to America's national security as the polls emerge. POLS? Politicians, I guess?
POLS?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never seen anyone actually shorten politician in a serious way to be polls. But whatever. As the politicians emerge from a highly classified briefing with Navy and FBI officials on the unexplained phenomena. Ahead of the release of a highly anticipated Pentagon report on unidentified flying objects before the month's end, members of the House Intelligence Committee received a hush-hush sneak preview inside a CIF, or Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility. As for the existence of extraterrestrial life, the lawmakers largely left the secrets inside the surveillance-proof room, declining to tell reporters what they learned. Well, that's certainly not going to raise anyone's alarm bells. I mean, if they learned that there were no extraterrestrials, wouldn't they say that?
Well, maybe they didn't want to say either way. Maybe they had it planned before they ever went in that they weren't going to say one way or another, so that if whatever happened, they already had a plan.
That's probably what they did, but denying, if they could say, no, these are definitely not extraterrestrials, it seems like that would do people a lot of good to hear.
But they probably have no idea.
That's also valid.
Mm-hmm. They don't like doing people good.
Well, they say they do, though, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an easy argument to make. Hey, look, if you know there aren't extraterrestrials, then say that. Instead, they say, well, we have no comment. But some did voice concerns that the UFOs, which may be espionage assets controlled by Americans' foreign adversaries, that doesn't seem likely, in a possible explanation just slightly less terrifying than the vanguard of an alien invasion, could pose a danger to national security. We take the issue of unexplained aerial phenomena seriously to the extent that we're dealing with the safety and security of U.S. military personnel or the national security interests of the United States. So we want to know what we're dealing with, said Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. I think it's important to understand that there are legitimate questions involving the safety and security of our personnel, and they just go on and on about that. There's not much. It's just a lot of quoting them talking about how important it is to keep the military safe. They say they're looking forward to having a public hearing at some point.
It's important to keep the military safe, but yes, we're going to fund both sides of wars and send them to wars over oil.
Yeah, it's stupid, right? And they bring up national security just an alarming number of times in this article. The stigma is gone, said Mike Quigley. Now that's, I would hate to have that last name.
Quigley.
Yeah. Now that's as big a change in policy as I've witnessed about this issue in my lifetime. So the fact that they're taking this sort of thing seriously for the first time, I think that's important. I mean, I would agree throughout most of my life, UFOs, I mean, they've even changed the term because the term UFO just has so much baggage attached to it. But there's always been talk of UFO, and it's just been kooky people who talk about it. Right, but then you
maybe that's because the aliens have chosen to go to the kooky people because they believe, and they're like, "Oh, this one might be okay."
That could be the case, but it's more accepted now to talk about. I still use the term UFO because I mean it is an unidentified
right.
flying object. I'm not saying that it's extraterrestrial in origin,
it's
but it is by definition
yeah.
a UFO.
Yes,
I don't think that redefining it to unidentified aerial phenomena. Is necessarily more helpful.
What is it, UAP?
Yeah.
That's so much harder to remember for some reason. Like, every time somebody says it's been renamed, I'm like, what was it, though? I can't remember. Like, ATF or something. I don't know.
Well, they mean literally the same thing.
Yep.
Only they say aerial instead of flying and phenomena instead of object. But it's literally exactly the same term.
Aerial makes me think swimming, like the mermaid.
Oh.
From Little Mermaid. I love it.
Referencing the 1997 sci-fi flick Contact, adapted from a Carl Sagan novel, there's now, let's get back into your article. This is just Fox News. There was no point whatsoever in them taking the time to write this or publish it to their site. I learned absolutely nothing from that article, except that, you know, there was a hearing, and they're not saying what was talked about.
Surprise!
Yeah. No, that was not helpful, Fox.
Me and Ian read an article that was supposed to be about, I think it was the same thing, but we thought it was going to go into some new government report that was coming out, and then the article was just saying, there's going to be a government report about UFOs, and I never heard anything else about it.
Yeah, the Pentagon is supposedly releasing said report before the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
But that's the only useful thing I got out of this entire Fox News article that was quoting representatives and senators. And
that report is going to tell us if they exist or they do not?
Well, we know that unidentified aerial phenomena exist.
No, but if there is aliens on them, or are they just going to say, oh, they're from Russia?
If there are extraterrestrials involved here, and the U.S. government knows that, I don't think they're going to drop that hammer on people
okay.
at this time.
Well,
they might.
That's too bad. We just came out of a pandemic. Why not?
It's so strange to me to think that we have to learn this through these politician people. Like, why can't we learn it, you know, through scientists?
That would make more sense, right? But the scientists aren't the ones out there flying the jets that are encountering these phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's it. But we do have weird stuff coming out of NASA occasionally, like them cutting the video feed and say, oh, no, it was just this weird glitch that occurred. And I don't remember the details about this, but there was some cause to believe that the feed had been cut intentionally because something had flown into view that they didn't want to be seen. But there's all sorts of, you know, audio clips of astronauts talking back to NASA, and suddenly NASA says something like, you know, switch to effectively code speak. They say it differently, but that's what you hear. And then suddenly the astronauts start speaking in entirely different ways.
Different languages?
No, they're
oh, that's
still,
interesting.
They're
I've
still
never
speaking
heard that.
English, but it becomes very, very clear immediately that they're using highly coded language to convey a message instead of just saying, oh, yeah, there seems to be something on the ship.
Weird.
I mean, and I don't know whether or not any of these are legitimate or, you know, fake.
Is
but
NASA,
it's fascinating.
Is NASA government, or is it just basically funded by the government?
I think they're government. Mm-hmm. Well, they're at least funded by the government, but it's, you know, they're not owned by the military, and I think the military wants to own NASA. But NASA's mission supposedly is science and not military.
So is NASA privately owned, and they're just funded by the government?
No, they are a government agency.
Okay.
As far as I know. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know.
Well, look it up.
But I can't just Google stuff.
Yeah, I'll Google it.
What are your thoughts? 202, maybe you know. Is NASA just a government agency or a agency that was created by the government? Is there even a difference? 202-380-3699. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live 202-380-3699. Archie, this is your last week for a while of being here in the studio for Free Talk Live. Of course, we'll be doing the show from the festival, but did you wait to leave tomorrow so that you could do one more episode of the show?
No, we actually, that would have been great though, wouldn't it? No.
I wasn't sure because there was some confusion about whether or not you were even in town, and it seemed that you just like, screw it. I'm going up now.
Yeah, I wanted to.
No one would blame you.
But we have a farm, so, you know, I had to have coverage for the animals. We're leaving on Friday morning.
Okay, I thought it was the 17th that you were going up.
No,
so.
The 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about ForkFest, which is coming up. The Porcupine Freedom Festival officially starts in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
ForkFest unofficially starts in 5 days as well because it's running concurrently with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But anyway, ForkFest by itself is June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And, you know, I'm itching to go there and be there and to do it. That was how I first came to New Hampshire, was that someone invited me up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because they had free tickets and they needed some help vending. This was Will Coley of Muslims for Liberty. I didn't know anything about the Free State Project. I didn't know anything about ForkFest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I didn't even know who Ian Freeman was. I just knew, okay, sure, I've got nothing to do this summer. Might as well.
I remember seeing you that year that you were there, and I was fascinated by you. And I was like, who is that? Who is that? And, like, nobody really knew a lot about you. And I was like, well, who did she come with? And I thought that you were dating Will. And they were like, nope, I don't think so. I think it's just a helper. And I was like, oh, okay, because then I met his wife. And I was like, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, just friends. And I didn't even know about ForkFest. But as it happens, that was the first year of ForkFest. So I got to, you know, be there for that. That was great. But, you know, that was, and then 3 years ago, as of, I think, the 21st, I came to ForkFest. And I just didn't leave New Hampshire after that.
I get it.
So I'm itching to go back to where it all started, and that's June the 28th through July the 4th. You got to come check it out. No one's in charge. There's no ticket cost. It's just libertarians hanging out and having a good time. And there's no real activism going on there or anything like that. I mean, there's sharing of ideas and all of that awesome stuff, but it's not like we're going there to accomplish anything or have seminars or anything. Some people might be, but that, we don't really know what they're planning, but it's not likely that people are planning seminars for ForkFest. It's a party. That's why the website is forkfest.party. Check it out, forkfest.party. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to it for essentially since the end of ForkFest last year, if I'm being honest. But let's go to the phones. We got Brian calling from Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so you guys talk a lot about Bitcoin. So I heard about some of your hosts or whatever got in trouble with, like, the feds coming in and whatever over Bitcoin or, like, molesting children or whatever. But like, yeah, I'm
well, hold on.
That's a big difference.
Hold on, because there is a lot to unpack there. I was one of these hosts.
Well, I have a question.
Well, I want to clarify the situation for you. I was one of these people.
Let me clarify what I said.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold. So just sit tight for a moment. I want to clarify the situation. There were three hosts of Free Talk Live who were indicted by the federal government in matters related to cryptocurrency, namely Bitcoin. There was, like 5 years ago, another raid on the Free Talk Live studio where they were searching for child pornography. And they found absolutely none. It's a complete bogus story, and it was a result of the FBI being upset at Free Talk Live.
And it was dropped.
And all of that was ultimately dropped. In fact, they've started returning the equipment that they took from people because it was bogus from the start. So go ahead with your question.
Yeah, no, so you know, Bitcoin scams for child molesting, you know, whatever it was.
But there's a pretty big difference between those two things.
He knows that.
I'm sure he does.
I don't think he's even still with us anymore. Anyway, Brian, I think we lost him. Thanks for the call. It gave us a... Because I've seen that over and over and over in news articles or just on the internet. Isn't this the guy who had child pornography or was a child molester or whatever? No! First of all, most of these people who are talking about the case against the Crypto Six haven't even bothered to look at the freaking indictment.
No, they have no idea what they're talking about.
They're just baselessly speculating what they think may or may not have occurred based on something they may or may not have read on WMUR or in the Keene Sentinel. The indictment is publicly available. Anyone who's curious can go and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not secretive, and there's nothing in it about child pornography. And at least one of these news stories that I happened to see did mention the previous raid about child pornography, which, again, was like 5 years ago. They've had plenty of time to go through everything they seized, and they found not a trace of child pornography.
They didn't even go through one of the computers they seized because it was in a sealed and dated evidence bag.
Well, we don't... I wouldn't put it past them to lie. I mean, cops lie all the time. If they want to make you think they didn't go through it, it's not hard to seal it in a bag and post-date it. Or predate it, I guess.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't necessarily trust that, but they knew they weren't going to find child pornography in the first place. That was a targeted attack in order to silence Free Talk Live, who had just broken the story about the FBI distributing child pornography.
And that's a fact.
Yes. And in fact, they were the largest distributor of child pornography in, I think, the year 2018.
So people who want to be all, up in arms because they think this lie about Ian, that he had CP on his computer, and are just, I'm just going to ignore the fact that the government was running Playpen, the biggest CP website on the dark web.
Well, they weren't just running Playpen. They're running several of these child pornography distribution sites.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They're the largest child porn distributor on the planet.
I knew they added more servers to the website, too. I didn't know there was more than one.
To better serve out that child porn. Way to go, FBI. I mean, and these are the people who are accusing us of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are distributing child porn. You can accuse me of a lot, but you can't accuse me of that.
Yep.
And that's a pretty big deal, in my opinion, for the FBI to be doing that. That's extremely immoral. There are some things that you're just not going to be able to justify morally. And I think that tends to be one of them. They're supposedly distributing child pornography to people in order to end the distribution of child pornography. And in the course of doing this, they became literally the largest producer or distributor of child pornography on the planet.
Which makes child pornography more valuable, which would make more people want to put kids in movies.
Yeah, knowing that you have someone as powerful as the FBI to distribute those movies for you, perhaps. It's absolutely insane, though, and none of that ever went anywhere. You'll have more luck trying to make the baseless argument that Ian allows Nazis on his show, because I've seen that as well. Isn't this the guy who has the podcast that lets Nazis come on? It's like, okay, first of all, you literally don't even know what you're talking about. There is a podcast of the show, but it's not a podcast. It's a radio show. If you don't even know that basic level of information, just shut up.
And he fired Chris Campbell.
202-380-3699. It's Free Talk.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on his way back to the United States after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president holding a news conference lasted about 45 minutes, where the president made it clear that the United States, he said, will act in certain cases.
How we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interest.
When it comes to Russia, former acting DNI director Richard Grenell tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
They are not someone that we can trust, and so we're going to have a relationship where we do what Ronald Reagan said. You can trust their words, but you got to verify and then come back to them and make sure you hold them to account, because they're going to lie.
The heat wave is continuing on the West Coast, with over 60 million Americans under heat advisories or heat warnings. USA Radio News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden have agreed to return to the United States and Russian ambassadors to their posts in Moscow and Washington, D.C. After his big summit with Biden in Geneva, Putin telling reporters the two sides have agreed to continue talks on nuclear security. And as far as his conversations with Biden, Putin saying,
"The talks were very constructive. Personally, I was convinced that President Biden is an experienced person, and it's clear that we spoke face-to-face for almost 2 hours. It doesn't happen with all leaders that you have such a detailed conversation face-to-face."
Speaking before the Senate, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen was pressed about inflation during that Senate hearing and said it's being taken very seriously. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 202-380-3699. If you want to join the discussion, that's 202-380-3699. With you on this Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live, which is She Talk Live, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Matt calling from the front porch of the place that I'm currently not allowed to go. Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ari. Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, hey, Matt.
So I'm calling to talk about. I'm calling to talk about alien stuff, because I love that you brought that up on the show. I wish you brought it up on Thursday, which is my night, so we could talk about it. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night too. So
I'm not there on Thursdays.
Oh, that's true. But just for the listeners, I am on Thursday nights on Free Talk Live, and we could talk about paranormal stuff all day long. But I am a witness to about 30 different UFOs. The scariest, closest ones were the ones that I've seen since I've lived in New Hampshire.
You've seen them here in Keene or in other parts of New Hampshire?
Yes. Well, I had one right over my head right coming back into Keene from Walpole when I worked up in Walpole. That was really, really freaky, and I'll tell you all about it someday. But
is Walpole, would you get to Walpole from, Washington Street, or which direction is that?
You
would go toward my place.
Yeah, towards Angie's house.
So, just keep going straight.
It's actually on the way back from Angie's house. So right by Smith Medical, you know, where the city Keene limit is, where it was. But just to answer Bonnie's question, NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It is an independent government agency, whatever that is.
Okay.
Basically, the taxpayers pay for it. What we call it in the UFO world is never a straight answer. So, and Aria, you said something about how kooks used to be the ones that believed in UFOs. You know, considering all this stuff that the conspiracy theorists have been saying lately coming true, I think it's time we start paying closer attention to what the conspiracy theorists are saying than the people who are calling them conspiracy theorists in the first place. And that goes.
I don't disagree. I may have phrased it poorly. What I meant was, you know, 30 years or just 15 years ago, if you believed in the existence of UFOs, you were considered to be a kook. Mm-hmm. But that isn't the case today.
Well, I don't think so. I wonder if that's true because, you know, you got to remember the word conspiracy theorist, the term conspiracy theorist was actually invented by the feds so that people would be more willing to dismiss anybody asking questions about the JFK assassination. So
it's funny because the feds are currently literally theorizing a conspiracy about the Crypto Six. They're literally conspiracy theorists.
They are the conspiracy theorists, and they've got everything turned around. The thing is, they have more marketing ability. They can tell, you know, the 6 o'clock evening news guy to say something disparaging about people believing a certain way, and next thing you know, the entire public opinion is turned against those people thinking that certain way. So,
Matt, I assume you've seen some of these media compilations where it shows just various news anchors from various parts of the United States all saying exactly the same things in exactly the same ways.
They're literally puppets, right? So
yeah, it certainly seems that way.
Yeah, they're you know, we call minarets. They're on strings, and they just get told what to say, and they say it. Like cops just get told what to do, and they do it. The guys that raided our place, all they knew is that they were getting paid triple time, and they might get to kill somebody today. So, you know, this is the type of people that make up the government and news establishment, if you will. And it doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of them. And sadly, there's a whole bunch of people. There's a sucker born every minute, right? And there's a lot of minutes. So that said,
Matt,
there's a lot of people out there who are easily persuaded to think whatever they're told. What's that, Angie?
When you said you've had like 30 encounters with like UFOs or you've seen them, how do you know that that's what they were above you? Like, how did you determine that that's what they were?
When I first, just for one, because they do things that a human design craft simply can't do. Like, if there were a human pilot in that thing and it made the maneuvers that it was making with a human pilot in it, it would liquefy that person. Literally.
Have they always been at night?
No. Actually, when I moved to New Hampshire, when I first moved to New Hampshire, we lived up on a hill in Fitzwilliam, way up on a hill in Fitzwilliam. You look down over the Massachusetts, like the Berkshires, and Mass was out there. Vermont was on the right. Mass was in the south. And there was a resident UFO, and you could see it often.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people did. A lot of our guests and all the Free Staters would come, and they'd stare at him like, what is that? It's a UFO. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And it would sit there and just kind of tumble. So, yeah, that would usually be – you could see that in the middle of the day around noon, but usually you'd see it at, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the afternoon. Sometimes it'd be out there late at night, and it would move over towards Brattleboro and back down towards, like, Athol. And so, yeah, daytime, nighttime. I think most people just don't look up. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to see a UFO so bad. I was so intrigued by it. I never saw one. I spent my entire childhood becoming an expert at airplanes because that's all I ever saw. And then one day when I was about 35, I was coming out of work, and with my assistant right behind me, I locked up the place behind me, middle of the night, 10 o'clock at night, and there were 18 blinking lights on the horizon right in front of us and just sitting there doing nothing, acting very strange, and we stared at them for a long time. And
Matt, it seems like a lot of these places prefer to, you know, a lot of these places are wilderness areas where these sightings occur. And it seems like Rogers Campground, because there's less light pollution and all of that, it seems like Rogers Campground would be a pretty good spot for this. I think last year people were actually able to see the light of the Milky Way out there.
Yep.
Are you planning on going to ForkFest, and have you ever seen anything there?
I haven't seen anything there. But, well, you know, I'll run this past you. I've actually actually seen a lot more than 30 UFOs. I've seen, I don't know, hundreds, because I used to hunt coyotes, right? And I lay on my back in the middle of the night with my AR-15, and I had a night vision scope on it, and I would point it up at the sky because there's no dogs, and it's just a dead night, and I'm just basically out there meditating at this point. And you point the night vision at the sky, and if you've ever pointed night vision at the night sky, you get to see about 20, 30 times more stars than you see regularly. So
I did not know that.
One thing, yeah, because it just amplifies everything that's out there, including the stuff you can't see with the naked eye. It's all night vision does. So when you're pointing those at the sky and you're looking through at night, look, and you'll see like satellites go over, and you'll see, you know, planes go by, and they're really bright. But every once in a while, you'll see something that looks like a satellite, and then it'll stop, and then it'll kind of hang all right. That doesn't happen in space. You can't do that in space. And at that distance, stopping and hanging a right is probably going from 50,000 miles an hour to zero in a few seconds, and then back up to 50,000 miles an hour in another couple seconds. So to be able to do that, no human invention is doing that. I'm not an expert at airplanes, but I know my way around an airplane. I know a lot about, sure, the space shuttle and the space station. I love space. I'm intrigued to no end with the moon and Mars. And I've done my homework about astronomy and outer space and things, and I love it. And I'm telling you, we have nothing that can do what I've seen done by these things. And there's
I agree with that assessment, and I see no reason to believe otherwise, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're extraterrestrial.
It doesn't. And for that matter, those could be a very intelligent life form that were born and raised right here on Earth and always were here. They just stay hidden. Who knows? I don't think the Earth's hollow because we have so much gravity. There's got to be a ball of iron in the middle, just like scientists say.
Sure.
I would think so.
Maybe they're on the other side of the moon.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for the call. You didn't answer the question. Answer the question real quick. Are you going to be at ForkFest this year?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Well, maybe we'll see something there. I certainly don't think that I've ever seen a UFO or a flying object that I couldn't identify and be reasonably certain was some sort of plane or something. But, you know, that's right. I don't spend a lot of time looking up, especially at night. I'm in here doing something or not sitting outside looking up to see if I see anything, so... 202-380-369.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 202-380-3699. If you want to join the discussion, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to talk about whatever is on your mind and get that message out there onto 200-ish radio stations, as well as on the internet and our podcasts and all sorts of other places. And if you value that, if you think it's useful, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It only takes $5 per month to join it. And Libertarian Banker is tonight's amplifier, but Libertarian Banker chooses to give more than just $5 per month, and we appreciate that. Libertarian Banker does $10 per month and is a gold-level member, so there are tiers if you really, really like the show and you want to give more. That option is certainly there. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Help us get on more radio stations, reach larger audiences, and all of that fantastic stuff. The AMP program is what makes that possible. There's also a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only group in the Matrix server and an AMP-only Facebook group that I don't think anyone's really, like, using, but maybe someone is. But that shouldn't be the reason you join. The reason you should join would be that you like Free Talk Live and you want to reach a larger audience. So thank you so much, Libertarian Banker, for your contributions. I hope you're enjoying the show. And let's go to the phones. We've got Seth calling. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Hello. So I'd like to talk about pedophilia through the Jewish perspective. And I noticed you were talking about pedophilia earlier. From what I've seen, anti-pedophilia is rooted in anti-Semitism. It is rooted in anti-Semitism.
Can I ask,
how so?
Are you a Jew? Sorry.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
How is it rooted in anti-Semitism?
Oh, okay, so the rabbis practice, especially the Orthodox ones, when they circumcise babies, they have a practice where they suck the blood.
Oh, you said suck. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Seth.
All right, sorry. When did I cut off?
Where they suck the blood. I've heard of this. They take the blood into their mouths.
Yes, of course. And so...
Is that true?
Yes, especially in the Orthodox
Bonnie,
community.
Bonnie nodded. No one listening
practice.
Can see that, but... Okay. That's a bit gross.
But many, many Nazis will slam the Jewish community for doing this practice. and Jews disproportionately are pedophiles. And it is that's why I say that anti-pedophilia is rooted in anti-Semitism. And so I just like to drive that point home.
I don't think that would make them pedophiles just because they do the... It's called oral suction circumcision. I haven't found anything about... Oh, okay.
Well, no.
It's a symbol of the Jews' covenant with God. It's not sexual.
Well, in the Talmud, it is permissible for a Jew to marry a three-year-old. And so that is something that us Jews, especially the Orthodox, hold true.
Not having...
Excuse me, are you a Jew?
I'm not convinced that you're a Jew.
She's read the Torah.
I have.
Anyway, Seth, thank you so much for the call tonight. I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know where the whole Jews are disproportionately pedophiles thing came from, whether or not he had any statistics to back that up. I have to imagine he probably doesn't. Because of, you just don't hear about that many pedophiles being Jews. It's usually, you know, some creepy 60-year-old grandfather up the street in, you know, Dublin or whatever. It's not generally, oh, this Jew got in trouble for it. Well, maybe they wouldn't call attention to the fact, but this is just a strange, strange call.
They might have enough money to get out of it without the attention.
That could be as well. I don't think there's anything in any part of Jewish law that allows a man to marry a three-year-old.
No, I don't think that would be the case either.
Yeah, I have certainly never heard of that. But let's keep going, because this is... We've got David calling from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, all right. I was interested in Bitcoin, but just as a... to kind of back you up about the pedophile junk... If you know about rape, they say that rape is not a sexual thing, it's a power thing. And pedophiles typically are people who got beaten as children and are in some way trying to get even. And so it's just a nasty mess where beating your children are going to lead to pedophilia or lead to rape and lead to rapists. So,
I mean, the best case scenario seems to be for a kid who was beaten, the best case scenario seems to be that they end up either perpetuating that and beating their own children, or right. Especially in the case of females, they become convinced that their boyfriend or their husband or whoever doesn't actually love them unless they're beating the hell out of them.
Yeah, it's a strange, yeah, and it's very strange that I can't even imagine why that previous caller came up with that joke. But I was more interested in the Bitcoin. As I understand it, I was reading an article 6 or 8 months ago about Bitcoin and the amount of power, the electricity that they use for the mining. And part of the article mentioned that I think there were 6 different coal-fired plants in northern China that were being used for Bitcoin mining. Apparently, the contracts on those plants made it cheaper to use Chinese electricity than, you know, good old all-American electricity. But there's a couple of days ago, there a nuclear power plant down near Hong Kong, which is way south in China, started to have some performance problems, and now just in the last few hours Chinese have admitted that there were some fuel rods that are damaged, and that the company that has been contracted to handle the safety issues of it contacted the U.S. government asking for emergency advice. And it's gotten into a kind of a foreign policy issue because the Chinese electrical grid is not considered something that's considered safe by the U.S. government. So that if the U.S. government gets involved with giving advice to the Chinese grid, it could be a strategic...
Where are you going with this, David?
Well, I'm just worried that people down in Hong Kong are great Bitcoin miners. And whether it, part of the problem with this nuclear plant is they still haven't shut it down because they're saying there's so much need for electricity in Hong Kong and that southern region that they can't shut the plant down. And so I'm worried that Bitcoin power grid is being used in this nuclear power plant and that the excuse to develop more value is leading it to they're refusing to shut down the power plant because of
it's not your power plant. What do you care? Do you live in Hong Kong?
40 million people live near there, right?
Do the people of Hong Kong want the power plant shut down?
I hope you're not saying that leave a dangerous situation go because some greedheads want to create Bitcoin.
I don't know that there's any reason to believe that the situation is dangerous. Nuclear energy is the safest form of energy and the safest and cleanest form of energy we've yet determined.
It's illegal to mine Bitcoin in China now.
Not Hong Kong, though.
Oh, yeah, but he was saying in China there was like these six coal power plants. Those have probably been like shut down if it's not in Hong Kong.
To mine cryptocurrency in China? I know it's illegal for a brick and mortar business to sell cryptocurrency to people.
That was like the new thing was that mining became illegal. I mean, obviously there's probably underground people doing it, but it's harder to do underground things in China than it is in the United States.
David, thank you so much for the call tonight. I don't see any reason to believe that a nuclear power plant near Hong Kong is really a problem. I mean, there are a lot of nuclear power plants currently functioning around the world, and the last time we heard of any sort of issue with one was the one in Japan in 2007.
I remember that.
And that's going to create some major long-term issues for humanity at some point of view. Just watch a documentary about that one at some point. I mean, that was a problem that was never dealt with. And it's going to be a problem that has to be dealt with at some point in the future for human beings.
I looked it up, and it was just the Yunnan part of China. Sorry, Yunnan province in China was the one clamping down on Bitcoin mining. So maybe not all of China.
At any rate, I mean, I don't think Bitcoin mining is as big a problem as certain media outlets have made it to be. Sure, there are better ways of solving these problems than proof of work. I would suggest proof of stake or something, but it's not perfect. 202-380.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.